Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaBa'asa, the 14th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Mes, and the laws of impurity that comes from a dead person in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding that of Tumas Oil as it applies to Tumas Mes. Where in this Perek we discuss specifically the measurements of the holes in a house as it relates to the laws of Tumas Oil. As we begin Halacha Aleph regarding the size of a window as it separates or includes. So, Ein Tuma Nechneses La'Oil. Tumah does not enter into a oil, but lo yoytze mimena, neither does it come out from it, which is the transfer of tumah. It cannot be b'poches mitefach al tefach. Can't be less than a tefach square. Ketzer also. So chaloyin regarding a window. Shemin bayis la bayis that's between one and another house and another house. Let's say from one apartment to another one. Or shemin bayis la li, or from the first story to the second story. Im yesh bay tefach al tefach mudu. But if there's a tefach, a handbreadth by a handbreadth squared. And v'yitzei tumah ba'achad mehem, and there was tumah in one of them. Habayis hasheni tami. So the second house is tami. The tumah goes through that opening. But if ein b'chalun pesach tefach, the window does not have an opening of a handbreadth, and the tumah yitzei, so the tumah does not leave from it, and v'loy nechnesus loy l'sheni, and it does not go into the second oil. But medvim, when we say this, b'chalun sha'asa oisei odl matashmash, it's a window that a person made for utility. But if the window was not made for utility, but rather for the illumination, for the light, so that the light, the oir, could come through it, then the measurement is not a tefach al tefach, then the measurement is like an old coin called a punyan, which 12 of them are a dinar, and the reason that is because a hole like that is sufficient for light to illuminate the house. So that's a lesser shear than that of what's necessary for you doing it for utility. And then Batum Yitzim, never the Tum will go out even in such a small measurement. Now, Keter Hasom. So he's a Tumah Babais. What's he do with Tumah in the house? Uvo Adam, and the person came along, and he leaned towards this window, which was for illuminating purposes. Or he put a vessel over there. Or he put a canopy over it on the side of the wall. So everything in the oil is going to come to him. Because again, the tumah could go through, if there's a mess over here, through that little hole the size of a punyan, for to be considered as a window to transfer, like we said, if it was made la'ira. Now, the window that's made for illumination, that's tumah where there's no roof, rather it must be open to the sun, because that's the whole point of that window, not for utility purposes, and therefore there is no roof over the exterior of that window. Halacha Beitz, Chalein Anasa Shalei B'dei Adam. Regarding a window that wasn't made through a human being, could go in, for example, Shacharuru Mayim Ashuratzim, let's say water or vermin went and dug in through that area. Or Shachalatu Malachas, or if the salty part of the ground ate up the area. Or Shahai Chalein Pakuk, or let's say there was a shuttered window, and the shutter was taken away. There was glass over there, but it broke. So then, and these are things that didn't happen, these windows were not through human intervention. So here it has a different measurement. Instead of a fistful, and this is like the large head of a person, that would be its measurement. As long as it wasn't considered for utility purposes. But if it was considered that one wants to use it for the utility, then again, then it would go back to that measurement of fetashmish, which would be that it would have to have an opening of a handbreadth. And let's say he thought about it, he wants it for illumination purposes, then it would go back to his measurement of that coin. Because this, since it wasn't made by a human, so we said it has its own shear of mala'egrif, but once the second you think about it, for one of the two variations of the previous halacha, whether for ma'ar or whether for tashmish, the thought over here would have the halacha like ma'isa and created in that category. Halacha gimel. Ma'ar, which again is a window that's made for light, shehischal l'sasmoy. Let's say they started closing it up, but they didn't get a chance to finish closing it up, either because he didn't have cement, or his friend called him, or if it got dark and it was already Friday night. Now, v'nishim imenu ma'at, and there was a little bit of left open, imnishim imenu, so if it was left over, roimetz pa'ayim, a height of 2 finger breadth, al reichav agudl, on the width of a thumb, maybe as a tumah, that could still bring the tumah from another bais. But pachas makan less than that, because that's already considered like it's sealed off, and it would not transfer the tumah. Halacha Dalad regarding holes in the screen of a window. Chalein gadol ha'aslar. So if there's a large window that's made for light, there was a lattice, there was like a screen type and things like that. So yesh b'makom echad mimeno kipunyan. So if in one of the holes of this lattice work there is one place that has the size of a punyan, so maybe it's a tumah, but it's a tumah, so that would allow the tumah to go in and to go out. Hayu nikfe hasvacha dakim, but let's say the holes of this screen was very thin. Ve'mechmen kipunyan, and neither one of them had the size of a punyan. It is a kistumah, then it's going to be like closed up because the holes don't combine. So too, let's say we have a window that's made for utility, which we said the shear of importing and exporting the tumah would be that of a tefach. Uva schachais or the fafais, and there are these like shades where there's these small little hole, these boards on an angle, distance a little bit one from the other to allow a light into the room. So if you have in one place a tefach by tefach squared, then maybe you might see it would bring in export. But if not, again, it's going to be closed off. It has to have this shear depending on what type of a window it is. Halacha hey, regarding a window and a door that was open or closed. So if you have a window that's open to the airspace, so its measurement is like that of a coin of a punyan, because it's only made for light, like we said, previously, because it's not covered, so obviously not using it for any utility, you just want the light to come in that way. But now let's say you built a structure outside of that window. Now the window is beneath a roof, it's actually between these two rooms, these two apartments. So now the measurement changes, it becomes like it has to have the width of a tefach. Now, but let's say actually the roof was in the middle of the window. So it cut through, it was up till only half the height, let's say, of the window. So the bottom half of the window, which is beneath the roof, that's for utility purposes, not getting any more light over there. And you could actually use that area, so that would have to have the area of a tefach. The upper part of the window, which is above the roof, its measurement is that of a punyan, because that's open to the skylight, to the sky, and it's for light, and therefore would have that smaller measurement. Regarding a hole in the door, which was not made intentionally to utilize, just that the carpenter needed when he was working, they forgot to close it up. Or let's say the carpenter left over an open area, malmalo or malmata, from the top or the bottom, because the door was too narrow from what the opening needed to be, so it didn't fully close either the top or the bottom. Or he closed the door, but he wasn't able to fully close it. And now there's a little airspace between the two doors. Or the door was actually closed, but the wind opened it up. In all these situations, if the opening was like that of a fist, which is like that of a window, which was not made by the human being, as we said in the Halacha Beis, so then the tumah is going to be able to go in and come out from that opening. But if it had less than that of the size of a large head, so then it would be like closed, because again, since it wasn't made by the Adam intentionally, so that would have this halacha of being the shir of ke'egrif. Halacha Zayin, ha'isachar ba'kaisel. If someone makes a hole in the wall, kedei la'nich ba'kana, to put in it a rod, or masmer gadol, or a large nail, or liris mimen ha'iv mashavim, or to be able to see the passerby through that hole in the door, or to use it as a place to speak with his friend, ha'rezek kachaloy nasu l'tashmish. So that's like a window that's made for utility. There's a purposefulness of this, not just for light. V'shurim b'peisach tevach, and its measurement would be like that halacha of having to have the opening of a handbreadth, not like that of, let's say, the ma'ar, of for lighting, which is that smaller measurement of a punyan.